AP News for Friday, March 10th. I'm Ben Thomas. Regulators have seized the assets of Silicon Valley Bank. Stefan Kalb, CEO of Shelf Engine, says he didn't think he was making a big bet when he put his money there.
It is a very highly regarded bank that most every startup technology company works with.
Silicon Valley Bank was the nation's 16th largest.
We can't pay our vendors today. What happens when tens of thousands of companies can't pay their vendors anymore because they don't have cash in the bank?
The latest jobs report is out, and PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says it's very strong.
The U.S. economy added more than 300,000 jobs in February, much stronger than expected. And we're seeing very strong job growth in early 2023, and that's bad news from the Federal Reserve's perspective because that may be adding to inflation in the U.S.
The unemployment rate rose, but it's still just 3.6%. President Biden.
People who are staying out of the job market, this is particularly good news, are now getting back into the job market. They're coming off the sidelines.
It's good news from a drought perspective, but troubling from others. California is getting hit with its 10th atmospheric river of the winter, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and the threat of flooding. More than 9,000 people under evacuation orders. And two volcanoes on the same island in Alaska's Aleutian Chain were rocked by earthquakes Friday, prompting concerns about a possible eruption. John Power with the U.S. Geological Survey.
They have diminished a little bit over the past 8 or 9 hours, but we're still getting, you know, earthquakes up above magnitude 3 going on quite regularly.
And Jackie Quinn has a reminder, time to set the clocks ahead by 1 hour this weekend.
The transition from standard to daylight saving time officially arrives at 2 a.m. Sunday. On March 20th, spring arrives. The sun will rise later in the morning, and then it stays light later into the evening. Then daylight saving time comes to an end November 5th.
This is AP News. The 95th Academy Awards set for Sunday night. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has a preview.
The producers of the Oscars are promising a moment to start Sunday's show, but they won't say anything more. Executive producer Molly McNerney, who is married to Oscars host Jimmy Kimmel, says the show will acknowledge Will Smith smacking Chris Rock last year and then move on. She says they don't want to make this year about last year. Nominee Jamie Lee Curtis says she's living in the moment.
I'm riding the wave. I'm having a good time. I'm feeling very much in my body and in my mind, and that's important to me.
The Oscars will air live on ABC. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A 60-year tradition is going away at this year's Oscars, the red carpet. Outside the Dolby Theater in Hollywood this week, workers unspooled a champagne-colored carpet. Host Jimmy Kimmel says it's a sign of confidence, no blood will be shed. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.